We have a loaded season finale of Zero Doinks coming up, all up into your ears here very, very shortly. But first, I think it's time to give a gift to somebody we all love. Somebody who has given us his hot, hot, hot picks for 3 years straight. Oh, all those free monies. Unbelievable. Coach Cuse and I put something together for you, Rick Fieldsman. Yeah, that's who we're talking about. Rick Fieldsman, the expert gambling guy exclusive to Zero Doinks. You're always on fire, Rick. Hope you enjoy, buddy.
Some cash and leave you all alone. He's gonna take the flyers. Oh, Rick's on fire. Tell me now, baby, is he one or two, or is he printing monies and buying you shoes? Oh no, money line on the Tigers. Oh, Rick's on fire. Someone took a knife, baby, edgy and dull, and cut a 6-inch valley through the middle of his thumbs. At night he wakes up with the sheets soaking wet, with the can't-miss parlay in the middle of his head. FanDuel can't cool his desire. Oh, Rick's on fire.
Hubba hubba! Coming up on this season finale of season 3 of Zero Doinks. Oh man, there are a ton of things to talk about. The Bears have been busy. Holy shit, a new coach? A new GM? This is amazing. We have so much to talk about. The NFC might be wide open too, huh? Tom Brady gone. Aaron Rodgers possibly gone. Holy shit. What a special guest. We're going to talk about it. We're going to talk about all sorts of weird things. Thanks for joining us all season long. We love you. Zendikes!
Boing, 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 boing.
Zero doinks. Zero doinks.
Zero doinks!
Zero doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zero Doinks.
Zendikes! Off to a hot start. We're in a big room right now, aren't we, Dan? Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. I'm very uncomfortable right now. We're in a giant room. There's a lot of curtains. It's very white in here. A little racist. I didn't mean that to be racist. Literally, the walls are white. It's very bright. Is this audio going to suck, Bill? I don't know, but we're not alone, which is great.
Oh, we are not. We are joined by
many humans. It is fantastic. We don't believe in COVID here at Valley Doyle's in Aurora. Rick Fieldsman's here. Hey, buddy.
Hey, buddy. We are back and better than ever. It's great to see you guys. It's been too long, and I'm just happy to be here. Thank you for the invite, or the lack of an invite, and me finding out where you guys were recording.
Well, that is fantastic. Thank you for showing up. I believe you hung onto the bumper of the next special guest, your Coach Cuse, who drove us here to Valley Doyle's. How are you, Coach Cuse?
I'm doing well. How are you guys doing, gentlemen?
God, we are so good. You've never been more handsome. No, you should appreciate it. It's a great compliment. And next to you, because you're sharing a mic, because Squadcast only allows four people in a room at a time. We're not sponsored by Squadcast.
Fucking Squadcast.
Yeah, fucking Squadcast. We are with Brother Dave. Brother Dave, how are you, buddy?
Doing great. Good to see you guys.
Oh, good to see you.
That almost sounded Irish.
I know.
Top of the morning to you. Last but not least, you might have heard Darren from Dublin here. He's floating around, so you just heard him. Darren, thanks for flying in. This is season finale. Things are great. We are going to dive so deep about all the Bears news, as we always do here on Zero Dork. Stick around, everybody. Lots of surprises. Hubba hubba.
Rick's still missing thumbs.
F*** you, Aaron Rodgers.
Boing, 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 boing.
We are back, as Rick Fieldsman would say. We're at Valley Doyle's in Aurora. Thanks for your hospitality. We appreciate it. Thank you for your private room with a stage that I think one of us might do a bit of a striptease later. Dan, have the Bears made some news since our last episode, buddy?
I don't think so. No. I don't think the Bears have done anything. George McCaskey's the best. I love him so much. Yeah, the Bears have done a couple of things. They have a new general manager. They have a new assistant general manager. Who's that guy from the Eagles that everyone loved immediately, even though they had never heard of him? Randall Cunningham's kid. They have a new head coach.
Flubberbus.
I believe they're sticking with the first names of the GM and head coach, which is very Bears. I believe George was asked about that today, right?
Yeah, somebody asked him. I don't know who do you think? Who's your guess out of the?
That's Bears a Weederer. That feels very. Was it Weederer? Okay, that feels like a very Weederer thing for him to just really lock into and just up at night, like, oh, I can't wait to ask George this. And he beat Brad Biggs to the punch on that one because he was watching his wife have sex with Bronco. But that's another story. What was I talking about? Oh, the names of the coaches. Matt and Ryan. We're back on that.
Yep.
It's very Bears.
No, it's so Bears. George, I don't know if he – I didn't watch the press conference, to be honest. I watched – at least when George was talking, I watched a little bit of is it Matt? I'm going to fuck it up. Matt Poles, Ryan Poles?
Ryan Poles. Yeah.
Matt Flubberbus.
Flubberbus. Right? Yeah. Right. Flubberbus.
Okay. Poles seems like he knows what he's doing. He seems sharp. He seems significantly sharper than Ryan Pace. Any initial thoughts? Because I know you spent a lot of time today with the press conference, Dan.
Not necessarily on the press conference, but I all the Bears fans like immediately like, oh, love this guy. Did anyone at this table, this very large table in this very large room, know who the fuck Ryan Poles was like a week ago? Nobody knew who he was.
No. I feel like no.
Brother Dave, maybe.
That would have been our only chance.
I'm encouraged because he was with the Chiefs through three GM changes and they all kept him around. It's like the knock on Matt Nagy of he only was under Andy Reid. He never saw any other different types of systems. Ryan Poles seems to have been through many different organizational changes, and they all loved him, I think, sexually.
He's handsome.
And then, you know, he was an undrafted free agent with the Bears, and now he's back. And I like the idea a few jokes maybe we made it on the WhatsApp is that this is a long play that he's just going to fuck up the Bears for cutting him a number of years ago.
It would make sense. It would make a lot of sense. We are getting a generous new round of beer from our Bally Doyle waiter. Thank you so much. We appreciate it. Eberflus, did you have a guy when you didn't admit it on the WhatsApp app, as we talk about, we're with five guys here, including ourselves, who are all on this app. And one of them have sent nudes. We're not going to name any names, Coach Cuse, but wow, you
should probably get checked for gout after seeing those nudes. I'm just going to say it.
Yeah,
you might have gout. I don't know if you could see it with the eye. Yeah. I'm not a doctor, but I feel like you might have gout. Get that checked out.
Get it checked out immediately. You did not admit to having a horse in the race, if you will. When you learned that Matt Flubberbus was hired by the Bears, what was your immediate reaction?
I think before he was our guy, I believe I said in the app that I'm going to have trouble getting behind a guy with the last name of Eberflus. Eberflus? I still don't know what it is. Eberflus? So it's a nerdy name. That's a problem. I think Brian Flores was the guy that I was more intrigued by. I was anyone but Jim Caldwell. That please get that dead man out of my face. So initially it was like, it's fine. It's fine. It's different. You know, he's not the quarterback whisperer like fucking shitty Matt Nagy. So,
yeah. Okay. That's totally fair. Did you happen to watch any of the Hard Knocks in-season Indianapolis Colts, Dan? I did. I spent this weekend watching a few episodes to try to get me some Flubberbus all up in my face. And what I witnessed was he wasn't really on the show that much. So I kind of wasted a decent amount of time, learned a lot about Carson Wentz.
Wait, you watched all of it?
I did not watch all of it. It's weird. So I have YouTube TV. Shout out YouTube TV. You're fantastic. Anytime you want to throw us some cash, we've got open pockets, buddy. What? Who am I talking to? Is there a specific person I need to talk to at YouTube TV? Is that owned by Zuckerberg these days? I think it might be. Nobody knows. It's a Google thing. It's okay. That's fine.
It's all the same.
It's all the same. Who cares? Anywho's.
Hit us up, Steve Jobs.
Very confusing how they have it listed on YouTube TV. I bought into HBO Max, not just for this particular show that I barely watched, but it didn't line up all the episodes correctly. It's something that I would think that Zero Doinks would do, actually kind of just fuck it up on the chapters, if you will. I don't know what I'm talking about. Anyway, I did not watch all the episodes, no.
Can I stop you there?
Yeah, please do, because I'm struggling.
We may have talked about this before. Does Cinemax still exist? The HBO Max thing throws me off. I'm like, is it Cinemax? Is it not? And if it no longer, like, did HBO buy Cinemax and just went with it? And okay, well, they always did. That's just where they threw the late night tits.
I think that's right. I could be wrong.
You big Skinemax guy?
I watched it a few times as a youth, especially. Like, oh, show me those boobs, right?
Boobs, big time, yeah. Softcore porn. Oh. And I was into it.
Mm-hmm. Big time.
Flubberbus, did you ever see his tits on Hard
They
Knocks?
Did not. They did.
Hard Knockers, you will.
And I will. They, no, they didn't. They showed the defensive line coach a fair amount because he had a personality. Not sure if he's a good defensive line coach. I did notice that guy is not coming over, apparently, with the rest of the staff that Eberflus, Flubberbus is bringing over. Again, I'm distracted. It's a big room. We're at a wooden table. This is fantastic.
So what do you think of?
I think you need to move your car soon, by the way. There's a 90-minute wait on New York Street, I believe we are. Same with you there, Brother Dave. You might want to move your vehicles because Aurora needs some cash. Anywho,
what do you think of Flubberbus?
I think he's very football-y, which is fine. Totally fine. Bit of a meatball. He had an acronym that I'm not recalling. HITS. HITS. Thank you, Brother Dave, for that. HITS. Do you remember what everything stood for? HITS. H.
Hey. High. I know what it is. High intensity tit squeeze. Squeeze, sucking. Yes. Whatever. Dealer's choice. I don't know.
In the mood to suck or squeeze. That's interesting. So that reminded me of Tim Beckman, where he had Wint at the University of Illinois.
Wint.
But he made up a word. Right? Exactly. So I think that's the difference. Tim Beckman, coincidentally, to Zero Dunks listeners, talked a lot about his wife's lasagna. Oh, boy.
Why?
Circle of life. Like, I'm bringing over the players on a Friday night to eat my wife's lasagna. He talked about at his introductory press conference.
No way.
I wanted him fired immediately, but I was also at midnight immediately, Garfield fans.
All you Garfield heads out there just got rock hard.
Oh, God.
Wife's lasagna.
How much cum was in the lasagna, Dan?
That was just code for pussy, right? Pussycat?
I don't think any of the intrepid Chicago Tribune beat reporters for the Illini football asked him that question, but they should have. Hey, you talking about your wife's pussy right now, or are you talking about actual lasagna?
Follow up to lasagna. You're talking about your wife's pussy? I'll hang up and listen, because I think that's what reporters say.
I think so. I'm pretty sure they do. Where were we?
Eber Flubberbus. Okay.
Yeah, so he, it seems clear he's a defensive meatball, which is fine. I don't mind a meatball coach. Somebody asked him about Justin Fields. He did not have a specific answer. I'm not sure he knows Fields is on the team. I don't think he's gone through that was kind of my impression.
He's going to move him to safety.
Right. So, I don't know. It's fine. I'm okay with it. Like, between Jim Caldwell, Dan Quinn, and Flubberbus, I would have gone Flubberbus.
Yeah, sure. I'm all right with it. Yeah. I don't know. You know, he seems like, what are we? It's not really, that's not the biggest hire for the Bears. It's the
OC,
Luke Getsy.
Oh,
yeah. Did I say that right? Who's obviously learned from PJ Fleck for a year at Western Michigan.
Yes.
Oh, is that allowed at the Ballydoyle in Aurora? Thank you so much for having us. I think I saw those curtains shake a little bit.
Ooh.
So yeah, Flubberbus. I like that he's Flubberbus admitted that he's not calling defensive plays, right?
That's so correct. I think that's a good thing, right?
Refreshing, because Matt Nagy, like, I'm not gonna fucking tell you what I'm doing. Am I calling plays? Am I not? I'm not telling. Am I the special teams guy? I'm not telling you. So I appreciate that he's like, just like, yeah, no, I'm the fucking head coach. I'm not doing that.
So he knows more than Matt Nagy immediately, right? Yeah. He's the CEO type. That's fantastic. Rick Fieldsman, would you mind flicking on your mic real quick? You
flick,
were,
flick, flick, flick,
you
flick,
were
flick.
A star linebacker at a high school that shall not be named
right.
here
yes.
or lame.
Yeah.
It rhymes with Schmenet.
What? Paint Schmenet.
Would you, as you're a big locker room guy,
big time.
The community guy.
Yeah. No, yeah.
If a coach.
Well, hold on a second. Is that a shot, like specifically a shower guy?
Well,
or just locker room culture as a whole?
I'm the first one to get to the locker room and the last one to leave.
What are you doing in between?
Just chatting, staring, taking notes. I'm a big note taker in the locker room.
Yes, you are. I could tell. I've seen your spreadsheets and whoa. Let's leave them there. What? That doesn't make any sense. My English is bad here at Ballydoyle and Aurora. Another shout out to Ballydoyle. Thank you for having us. The question that I had on my mind was, if you had a coach in front of you in said locker room,
yes,
would you want them to be very football-y?
Yep.
Would that appeal to the senses of a Rick Fieldsman?
I want them to be extra football-y. I don't want them to get to me in a personal level. I don't want them to try to eat pizza with me in the locker. I want them to be all football all the time. As you can tell, I'm not a big lasagna guy, more of a pizza guy. But as long as it's an Italian meal, I'll take it if you're offering for buying. But
I'm not offering.
I want a football guy. I want a football guy there. The locker room is there for football. And that's why I spent so much time in locker rooms.
Would you, if somebody said, hey, you know what? I'm here. I'm going to tell you about, I'm going to throw Wint at you. Would you memorize something like Wint? Would you think about that if you're on the practice field?
I don't think we ever established what hits meant. I don't know what Wint means. I don't know. But yes, give me an acronym. I'm a big acronym guy. I need four letters. That's the most amount of memory that my brain can handle right now. So that's exactly what I want in the locker room.
Okay. And that's fantastic. You know, I just wanted to go straight to the source because yeah. I believe your cumulative stats at Swanet Academy, I think you had 14 tackles in one game. I believe you still hold a personal game record.
I think, I think that's recorded somewhere, some place. But yes, I did play sophomore year linebacker. So thank you for that 1 year that I had there. Shout out, Schwinnay. by the way, Bally Doyle, let's hear it from the crowd that joined us here. Everybody can hear you.
Thank you. Wow.
I just looked up what HIT stands for.
Yeah, go ahead.
Hustle, intensity, taking the ball away, and smarts. That's not good. That's actually
there's a big difference.
It's just as smart.
So. Wait a second. Taking the ball away.
Taking the ball away is turnovers.
Nope.
So taking the ball away.
I will say.
I'm looking at it right here. I don't love that. Let me just get out in front of that. I don't love that. That's very unnecessary.
You get nervous, aren't you?
That's something we may look back on and be like, probably was a red flag, right? I'm excited. It's not Matt Nagy, but that's weird.
I think a new Twitter account that we need to follow, which is going to be Red Flag City, Chicago Bears. What first tweet is this right here? And let's follow them throughout the years. Okay, done. Yeah. Somebody do that. One of our loyal listeners.
Get on that. Yeah, I feel like that's a Mark in North Carolina, soon to be Alabama thing. I think, right?
Yeah.
Come on, Mark.
Montgomery, yeah. Alabama.
Yeah, get on.
I also looked up Wint.
Yeah,
you know what it is? I want you to guess first.
Weenus. Inside.
Close. Yep, close.
Nadia Comaneci is tits.
You were very close.
Insider tits, that's weird, too. You were very close. I'll say that.
It stands for whatever is necessary today. Oh, tomorrow would have, yeah. Today or tomorrow wasn't whatever is necessary is would have been good. Yeah. Tim Beckman, is he dead?
He abused an Illini football player, and so his career is definitely dead. Mm-hmm. So yeah, that's not great.
Is he working at the Hollywood Casino across the
street? No, he couldn't get cleared. It just didn't work for him.
That's terrible. I don't like Wint or Hits. I don't like that.
Yeah, I think that's fair. I think
Dan Bernstein was shitting all over him for this because he was all over the Wint thing as well. As I looked it up, it was Bernstein's like, get this loser out of my face. But Bernstein doesn't like anything. But he was also talking about the shirts. This must have been a Hard Knocks thing. Apparently, he was giving ball hawk shirts to Colts players.
That made me uncomfortable, I'll be honest. Yeah.
Are we worried about this?
I wasn't. And I kind of am.
Now that we've had a few beers and we're in a very weird room.
Have you seen the shirts? Has anybody seen these ball hawk shirts? Anybody at this table? No. This very
he was also complaining that it was an eagle on the shirt and not a hawk.
I think it was an eagle.
It was a part of his argument, Dan Bernstein, which was he's like, and he also commercials a lot of time they have like eagle calls and it's obviously a hawk. The fuck are you talking about, Bernstein?
Yeah, this is a
sports radio show.
Right. Bit of a stretch. In watching Hard Knocks, when I could figure out what episode was what, the shirts looked ugly. I'll say that they're like tie dye with clearly an eagle on the front. Clearly an eagle. Yeah, I'll absolutely take another beer. Thank you, sir. Thank you. Bally Doyle's delivering the goods here in Aurora, close to Hollywood Casino and Barstool Sportsbook. Is that what it's called? I think so.
Yes.
Okay. Thank you so much, Rick.
All right. Thanks, Rick.
Rick
is our
with a muted mic.
Barstool athlete? No.
Rick has a lot of gear that they have given him willingly because they know Rick Fieldsman's a shark, a whale, and a shark.
Everything but pants. Barstool to send me some pants and I'll have the full outfit.
I like it. It's the first time you've worn them in a while.
The Flubber Bus. I like that he seems to hold players accountable, which is a very odd thing for the Bears. He seems to, I think he was aggressively telling they were going to, what is it, some running shoes today? They were going to run their tits off or something like that. Wint. I'll look up Wint. That's for tits.
That's a Nadia Comaneci, I believe.
Who is that?
I know she was an ice skater. And
ice
she
skater?
Was,
tennis?
No.
Oh, she's a gymnast.
She was not an ice skater. She was a gymnast. Thank you, Brother Dave.
Oh, whoa.
76, huh?
More like 1969 for you. Tell us more, Dave.
Yeah. What else you know about her there, Brother Dave?
She's Romanian.
Okay.
Gold medal. Okay. Lots of tens.
I feel like you should lean into the mic a little bit just as a audio thing.
Lots of tens.
Tens? Ooh.
What was her, how was her dismount?
Good. Adequate.
Adequate.
I'd say adequate.
Adequate. Yeah. Well, it's amazing.
How was her lasagna?
The perfect answer.
Mm. Romanian lasagna. I would imagine that's unscrubbed a bit. Just a guess. It's the Eastern Bloc issue, I think. Or the Western Bloc.
I don't know.
I don't know either. It's like
a big map guy. I don't know. Like those,
you know, we brought this up a few times, those old movies that you watch, and you got a couple of Brits in the 1500s, and they start getting nasty, and you think, whoa, that genitalia is
right.
Funky.
Yeah.
Oh, boy.
I can't not think of it during Hamilton.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Specifically.
Like, Alexander Hamilton's fucking a chick on the side. She's got to be like, oh, your nuts smell horrible. Jesus Christ. Just bathe for me once
in the River Thames. Thames. Do we know how you pronounce it? There's a TH. Eberfluss, help us out, buddy. Help us out. A lot of
I got one more. Eberfluss. I was looking on his Wikipedia page. Ooh. Quite boring as a whole.
Not great.
One great. It says he has 4 rescue cats, though.
Oh, Jesus Christ. I wish he didn't
tell us. He's a cat guy. I know. There's red flags here. There's a few red flags.
Okay.
I'm a Bears drink the Kool-Aid guy. Mm-hmm. But he has 2 children, 4 rescue kids. So if my math is right, that's 2 cats per kid.
Have you ever had a cat, Dan?
No. I'm allergic. That's what I tell my kids.
Okay. That's fair.
You had a cat?
No, I don't like cats.
I'm not a cat. I'm a dog them. Guy.
Yeah, same.
How about you? How many cats at this table?
Yeah, anybody ever have a cat? Zero.
Oh, yeah, what? I know Brother Dave.
Oh, Brother Dave has 4 cats. You currently have 4 cats?
4 cats, 1 dog.
Yeah.
At capacity. We are at capacity.
What, how do you play with a cat? Like, what do you do?
However they want to play.
Just tell us more. What's your favorite cat's name out of the 4?
Quick, don't think about it.
And what would you rename it to?
How do you choose one?
Nadia?
Nadia.
Dismount right into your mouth.
There you go.
HungarianBeavers.com. Everybody visit. I think it's a good segue to Justin Fields' gold so we can talk about the offensive side of the ball and what that's going to look like next year. Wint for all of us here.
Let's all wint.
Aurora. See you next segment.
13-4, Super Bowl City. Justin Fields is the man.
Do we have a real one? Do we have a real number one?
To making a decision to move with Justin as a starter. Let him grow. This is Justin's time.
Justin Fields!
Who's your comp for Justin Skyler Fields? Like, who does he remind you of?
Ooh, wow, good question. I mean, Jesus Christ is the first person that comes to mind.
I was just home, yeah, with my dog Uno watching film last night.
Let him grow. This is Justin's time. Let him grow.
Every time I pass like a homeless person and I have, you know, cash in my Carr. I always give it to him.
Please, Jesus, thank you for Justin Fields. Our Lord and Savior is possibly here. He is risen. He's here. He's Jesus Christ. He's Jesus Christ in football form.
Drafting
so
Justin Fields is gold.
Justin, you stirred up some controversy when you got into it with some Alabama fans after the game and said, I'm going to the NFL. Y'all have fun marrying your cousins.
We are back again. God, when I'm in the presence of Rick Fieldsman, I turn into Rick Fieldsman, minus the homelessness and general stench. Rick, love having you here, buddy.
Love to be here, buddy.
Yes.
Love you again, Doinks. Love you, buddy.
Hey, love you guys, too. I wasn't listening. Sorry, Ballydoyle. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us. We appreciate it. Our waiter, Mark, he's been fantastic. He's been attentive. He brings us beers, which we need because we're very nervous in front of this live audience.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
I love cats. I love cats. Eberflus. All right. Thanks, guys. Appreciate it. Thanks, everybody, for your encouragement. Really. This is Justin Fields' Gold. We haven't done this in a while. Let's sum up the rookie's rookie year and look forward to his new offensive weapons now. Coaching weapons that we're aware of. I can't speak tonight. Dan, 1 to 10. 10 is this guy's going to the Hall of Fame. 1, he's Rex Grossman. Where do you
Rex
grade?
Grossman.
No, that's a horrible example.
Yeah,
horrible
that's
example.
At the bottom.
No, Kate McNown. Thank you, Kate McNown. Where would you rank his rookie year, and is my scale completely half-baked?
I would give him a 4. Okay. I thought he was pretty bad. He was pretty bad overall. I don't know that it's totally his fault, but if I'm just judging him and him alone, it was pretty bad. And so it can only go up from here. I'm happy. I'm not ready to get rid of him. That's for sure. I think are Bears fans done with Justin Fields?
I don't think so.
I'm not there. I don't think he was good. I don't think we need to pretend like he was unbelievable. He had moments, but more times than not, he was pretty mediocre.
Yeah, I feel like we didn't see enough of him, right? I gave you a stupid question. 1 to 10. Nobody likes 1 to 10 questions.
The Rex Grossman being a 1 shook me off.
I threw myself
off. Rex Grossman started in a Super Bowl.
He did. Just like Aaron Rodgers.
Who is the worst Bears quarterback of all time?
Oh, fuck. That is a question.
I feel like Dave's had one queued up.
No. Jonathan Quinn?
Quinn is probably.
Yeah. He's up there.
He was like the best practice player of all time, right? Wasn't that the thing on him? Was like,
Terry Shea.
Mm-hmm. Oh, what a terrible last name.
Yes.
They were like, oh, yeah, Quinn is such a good practice player. And he was complete trash on Sunday. So,
ooh, Rick Fieldsman has.
I'm digging deep. I'm thinking about my painful previous 41 years.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know.
Oh, you're old.
41?
You did.
51.
That's true.
Lose the thumbs?
Oh, that's a good question.
Thank you so much.
It was 86.
Okay.
86, right after the Bears Super Bowl,
mm-hmm.
And lost the thumbs.
You did. That's a little different story from the first time we talked to you, I think. We're about to order food. Are we going to find those thumbs in the shepherd's pie? That's what I want to know.
I don't have them right now, so they could be anywhere.
Okay. I feel like Brother Dave might have a worse quarterback. No,
he said
Chad Hutchinson.
Oh,
was
he bad.
Bear for a minute?
Yeah,
I feel like
yeah.
Was. Yeah, there's a lot.
What do you think about Matt Barkley?
Matt Barkley is no good.
Well, I think he threw for like 300 yards for no reason.
But then he also, didn't he have like 5 interceptions in one half? Not a half, but I think he is the record for most. Krenzel.
Yeah.
Okay.
It's a lot of bad Bears quarterbacks, I think, is the point here. Hopefully Justin Fields is not one of them.
Well, yeah, where do you have him on your scale of Rex Grossman to
I'm gonna say incomplete in my scale.
Oh, what a stupid. What a Tim Beckman's wife's lasagna answer that was. Jesus Christ.
And Nadia Comaneci, hubba hubba. I just hit my lip on the muff of my mic, on the muff of the mic. Now I have a headache. So let's look forward. You know, we can all look behind. We've all made mistakes. We've all had rough moments in our lives. You know, I'm not alone in this. I'm looking at Coach Cuse right now and thinking of some of our high school mistakes that we made. Holy shit, we can't publish that. Dan Doinks.
Yep.
I believe there was a new offensive coordinator who has been officially announced on the Bears Instagram, which they're not that great at social media, the Bears, are they?
No,
not really.
I still think of Andy Dalton, QB1.
Yeah.
Right?
We're all burned a bit by that.
Yeah.
Luke Getsy. Do you have any thoughts on Luke Getsy, former Packers passing game coordinator? And
quarterbacks coach.
Thank God you're here.
Wide receivers coach at Western Michigan with PJ Fleck.
Yes.
No big deal.
Yep, absolutely.
I'll take another beer. Thank you.
Thank you, Mark, from Belly Doyle's in Aurora. We appreciate it.
Luke Getsy. I don't really know shit about him.
Okay.
Good research.
Here's a question. Yeah. Scale 1 to 10. How excited are you? I'm at a 10.
You're at a full 10?
I'm at a full 10.
Sure, I'll be at a 10. Yeah, you could talk me into it. Okay. It's one of those things, right? Like, how much is his success been because of Aaron Rodgers? Did the Packers offer him that OC job when Hackett left? Does anybody know that?
I don't know if they even had a moment. Dave, do you have?
What I heard was they were talking about it, but he obviously wasn't going to be calling plays, right. So they weren't going to stand in his way.
Yeah, I guess it doesn't hurt to be in that organization and be involved in that offense. That's clearly they know what they're doing, but he's the biggest piece, I think, of any hire the Bears have done. Indeed. Is someone who's going to develop Fields. So I don't know.
So you and I were the first to admit we have very little answers when it comes to the questions we ask ourselves that we don't give much thought to. I think this would be a perfect moment to bring in somebody that does know a lot of things about football. His name is Brad Swiggs. Let's get to Swiggs.
Brad Swiggs. Swiggs time. Swiggs in. Bill and Dan Dorn. Swiggs time. The Swiggs Report. Brad Swiggs.
Snap, snap.
Swiggs time. Swiggsy. His name is Brad Swiggs.
Front butt.
Brad Swiggs talks bunches with you.
Smells like hot dogs. Ladies and gentlemen, that was the intro that we're coming out of that I just inserted into the audio. I think all five of us, including Dan Doinks, have a lot of questions to ask Brad Swiggs about the latest Bears changes, including the hire of Luke Getsy. Rick, do you have a question of Brad Swiggs? He's an expert. He's a Bears beat reporter. That's what you've always wanted to be. You've tried. You've applied. You've been denied. Smell like absolute horseshit most of the time, Rick. But here's a moment. It's one of your heroes sitting next to you.
Thank you. Well, Brad, first of all, thank you for joining us. I know it took you a while to get here.
You're so welcome. I'm all the way from Villa Park. Such a long ride. I'd Bronco give me a ride. He was very generous. Thanks for having me, Rick. What happened to your thumbs?
We'll get to that later. Last time you were on Zero Doinks, I was very much taken aback by the story of how you met your beautiful wife, Barbara. I believe it was at the churro stand outside of Gate Zero at Soldier Field.
Mm-hmm.
I have some questions.
That man's in prison. That churro guy's in prison right now. He didn't have a license to sell churros outside of Soldier's Field. I locked his ass up. Build a wall.
So you told me about how Barbara was the most beautiful woman you've ever laid your eyes on.
Yep.
I have some questions about the logistics about this relationship.
Yep.
What kind of structural support does your single family home in Villa Park have right now to support you two so that you can support the home the way that you need to?
That's a great question. It's a pleasure to meet you, by the way. I hear royal enthusiast. I personally hate the royal family because I'm from Virginia. We don't have royalty in Virginia. Only thing we, I don't know where I was going with that. It's been a long day. I was at a house hall today with the Eberflus and Ryan Poles. Poles makes me think of Bronco. He's an ex-stripper. So talking about the support of my home, I had to, a standard home has 2x4s underneath their floors. We have 2x8, big old thick lumber. You know, lumber prices went up, so I'm glad we did this before last year. So we just got a lot of support on our house. We don't have a basement. We don't have a basement because she just put the house right on slab. But it's Hope Construction. Hope Construction.
Brad, ladies and gentlemen, Brad Biggs is choking on a hot dog that he brought, which I think is a big health issue also at Belly Doors.
I'm really disappointed to see they don't have hot dogs on the menu. But it's never a problem because I got them on a holster. My pants. That's why I wear cargo shorts everywhere. Like, I always got just loose dogs in my cargo shorts.
Loose dogs. How's that? You were going to open a restaurant, I believe, called Loose Dogs. Yeah,
we're still working in the funding stage. Uh-huh. So
How's it going?
It's not great. I've had a lot of meetings, a lot of unsuccessful meetings. I met with George McCaskey in Virginia. I said, Virginia, I got this idea with Loose Dogs. Please help. Swigsy, please help me out. And she asked, in her Virginia voice, you know how that Virginia voice goes?
Very well.
Rick, you do that Virginia voice?
You're muted. So what kind of dogs are you going to be serving?
It's mostly going to be lasagna dogs. And I said, she said, how much money you need? And I said, I'm not good at math. I assume I need like $400 million. But we'll put it up in Arlington Heights, right? We're going to build your stadium. Oh, and then Ted Phillips came in and he just slapped me.
That's fantastic. This is, again, we're so lucky to have Brad Swiggs here at Belly Doors in Aurora. It's fantastic. I don't know how you fit through the door.
David's shaking his head at me. He's so disgusted right now.
Well, I understand. So Brother Dave has worked with a lot of media types. He's worked for the New York Jets. He's worked for the New Orleans Saints and the Green Bay Packers.
I've heard of those.
You've heard of all of them. Brother Dave, do you have any specific questions? You've met a lot of media types. This is a unique one sitting in front of you. Anything on the top or bottom of your brain that you want to ask Brad Swiggs right now?
Brad Swiggs. Legend.
Thank you so much. Sorry, I'm so sweaty right now.
Do you have a favorite press box food-wise?
Top three, actually. Top three. Good question. Number one, Nashville, because they got the hot chicken. But that's very bad for my toilet. So we have 2x10s under my bathroom because it just rattles. It just rattles and rattles. Barbara does not like that. She's not like that at all. We have road games in Tennessee. It's blast off time. Number two, Cincinnati. Go the Bengals. Skyline Chili. I love that Skyline Chili. Oh, baby. But that is also a problem for the digestive part of my body.
I think that's called your anus.
Yep, bingo.
Okay.
Which is my son? Bingo, my dog? I don't remember.
Anus Swigs?
Buckshot? Or number three? Number three is Saints. All that gumbo. All that gumbo. I fill my pockets with the free gumbo, and it's sloppy. Those cargo shorts just filled with gumbo, but that's a nice treat on the ride back. Dan Weeder doesn't like that too much. He's a good friend of mine.
Mm-hmm. Is he as whiny as he appears on Twitter?
So whiny. Okay. He's so goddamn whiny. Okay. But that's what I love about him. He never stops whining. Mm-hmm. He's a skinny little fella. He's skinnier than those 2x10s in my bathroom floor.
Are they only in your bathroom floor, the 2x10s? Or did you like extend them?
No.
I think what Rick was getting, like,
I not answer his question?
No, you kind of did, but I think Rick was leaning toward the bedroom. Like, he was asking a very intimate question about you and Barbara. Like, do you need to add a little extra to the, yeah, I think. I might be wrong.
We generally fuck outside. But we need furniture, so we have some outdoor furniture. It's not from IKEA, because that's just cheap. We tried that early in our marriage. Not good.
Yeah.
I got a punctured testicle from IKEA. Is anybody listening to this podcast?
Incredibly, yes. Yes.
So of course we go to Walter E. Smith for our outdoor furniture. Shout out Walter E. Smith. If you want to give me some money for loose dogs, I'd much appreciate it. Any other questions?
I'm fresh out of questions. Coach Cuse, I don't know if you have anything on your mind.
That basketball guy, right?
So at Loose Dogs, what kind of music do you have going in the background here? Right? What's your walk-up song? You know, you come up to the plate. What's your go-to song?
I'm a big fan of the tuba. So anything tuba related. I've been meaning to ask you, who's your favorite tuba player of all time? Anyone have an answer?
No. Uh-uh. Horns Johnson?
Yeah, Tits Tommy for me. He's so good. Loose Dogs, I imagine just a lot of tuba playing, maybe a live tuba player. Remember Potbelly used to have people playing just live music? He was just a guy just blowing a tuba.
Mm-hmm. In between meatballs, right?
Yeah. Oh. Barbara loved that one.
I bet she did. Is she dead?
No.
Okay. Because you know, for asking this question. Right. This is Justin Fields' Gold. We're happy to have Brad Swiggs here.
Thanks so much for having me.
Brad.
Room is so big.
It is
so big. And I'm a big boy, and this is so much room.
That's why we had to ask for this, to be honest. They gave us a smaller room, and then we told them you were coming. And here we are. Brad, any thoughts on Justin Fields? Like, you saw every game, you know, in between diarrhea issues at the press box. Any thoughts from the games that you did see, the moments that you saw specifically?
Well, first of all, he's number one. So that's a good start. I don't have to look too far down on the roster. Outside of that, he throws the ball.
He does.
I like him.
Okay.
Justin, if you listen to this, I'll give you some money for Loose Dogs. I know you've come into a bit of money lately. Being a first-round pick. Loose Dogs, we can be best friends. You can probably have sex with Barbara if you want. I don't know if she's your type. We got was sturdy outdoor furniture. You could go out of Villa Park, you fuck around with outdoor furniture. Did I answer your question?
Kinda. Yeah, I appreciate it. I have mental images of you and Babs in a rainstorm right now in the backyard. Very wet. Yeah, very, very wet. Do you involve hot dogs in your
thank you so much.
Yeah. Thank you. Do you involve hot dogs in your coitus, Brad?
I had thought about it until now. I will now.
Okay.
No, hot dogs are reserved for restaurants, beach time, when I'm taking pictures of babes on the beach, to the beautiful buns on the beach. Mm-hmm. But other than that, no hot dogs.
Okay.
When I'm out in that Walter E. Smith furniture outside of my home in Villa Park.
Sounds terrific. Ladies and gentlemen, in the crowd here, let's give Brad Biggs a warm exit because he needs to leave. All right. This has been Justin Fields is Gold. See you next segment.
Hams and bread, hams and bread, hams and bread, hams and bread.
Zero doinks!
Yes, yes.
Zero doinks!
Yes. Go!
Zero doinks!
Push the ball, push the ball.
Hams and bread.
Go! Yes, go! Kick it in!
Hams and bread.
Let's go!
Spreads, pick three, printing money's pick of the week.
Tell me when.
Oh, hams and spreads, spread them wide, spread them thick, spread them long, spread them at Bally Doyle's and Aurora. Thank you so much for having us. I think now is an appropriate time to kick it to Richard. I don't have thumbs, Fieldsman. Take it away, Ricky.
I've been watching the film at night.
Hi, this is Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams, 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 and hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads.
Our buddy Rick Fieldsman.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Hams and spreads. Hams and spreads.
Rick Fieldsman.
Ricky Fieldsman. Rick Fieldsman is my dad.
Hams and Spreads. Featuring me, Rick Fieldsman.
All right, Doinkers. We are back and better than ever. This is Rick Fieldsman coming to you with the hottest content. Zero Doinks. Hams and Spreads. The segment within the segment. I have the hottest, but before I get to that, we need to talk about something. The Packers lost last week, 9 days ago, and it was the best day of my life. I cheered for nothing for the last 3 years, and I wept when Robbie Gould kicked that 45-yarder, whatever it was, didn't really care, right through the uprights. I cried like a baby. Sorry, Rodgers, not this time. Discount double, check your ass out to the left. Robbie Gould, Robbie Fields of Gold. That was a great day in Rick Fieldsman's life. Anywho, you didn't come here to talk about all the times I've cried. That's a different podcast I'll be promoting next season. What you came here for are three of the hottest picks that I have to offer. I've been watching football in my truck for the past 2 weeks. I have the ins and outs of every single play. I know these teams backwards and forwards. I know these players backwards and forwards. I know exactly what's going to happen. Super Bowl Sunday, that's what you came for. Get your apps ready, baby, because both apps for betting and appetizers, I have the hottest picks. Let's go ahead and should we get started? Let's get started.
Hams and spreads. Pick one.
We're starting with it, baby. Everybody wants it. We're starting with it. Bengals versus the Rams. All right. Here's the deal with the Rams. The quarterback of the Rams, Matt Stafford. We got to talk about him. He's a putz. You know what? Here's my take. Once a Lion, always a Lion. I said it sober. I'm going to say it drunk. Once a Lion, always a Lion. He's going to let you down. They're 4.5-point favorites. Oh, no. No, Mr. Sportsbook. I don't think so today. Bengals, Joe Burrow has the hottest feet in the game. He's going to sling that ball all over to all sorts of players that I can't remember right now. Jamar Chase. Is he a football? Yeah, Jamar Chase. He's going to be slinging the ball to Jamar Chase. He's going to throw it to his tight end. He's going to throw it to some other wide receivers. Joe Burrow is the backbone of this organization, and he's going to step it up. Cincinnati Bengals plus 4.5. I'm going with the Bengals, baby, minus 110. Oh, my gosh. That's the easiest bet. But I have two more for you. You know why? Because you want more free monies. 1-0 is not good enough for the loyal listeners. We need more. So let's go to pick two.
Hams and spreads, pick two.
Oh, my gosh. We're going to the Super Bowl, baby. It's the Rams versus the Bengals. It's being played in L.A. Here's what the mainstream media doesn't want to tell you. The points will not be scored this game. The points have already been scored this postseason. You know I'm humping this under 48.5. Are you crazy? Joe Burrow's going to do it on his feet. Not a lot of points. Running that ball up and down. We don't really care about anything else. They're not going to be throwing the ball except to his receivers. Matt Stafford, once a Lion, always a Lion. We're going under. Under 48.5. Easiest bet on the card except for the pick one. But pick one and two combined, two of the hottest picks I've ever had. Season 3, zero doinks. Let's go to the last pick.
Hams and spreads, pick three. Printing Money's pick of the week.
Printing Money's pick of the week is brought to you by Ballydoyle. Do you need a room for a Zoom interview that you have in a few minutes? Oh, well, welcome to our 3,500 square foot auditorium. Oh, don't mind the echo. Don't mind the curtains. Don't mind the stage. We hope you get the job done while at Ballydoyle. Enjoy one of our three barrels. Perfect for resting your laptop for your very important interview. Ballydoyle. Come for the drinks. Stay for the space. Oh, whoa. That was, thank you, Ballydoyle, a loyal listener of Zero Doinks. Thank you, Ballydoyle, for that sponsorship. We'll be looking for you next season. I have the hottest last pick here. I normally save the hottest picks for the number one, but I saved it for number three, the Printing Money's pick of the week. Cam Akers. He is going to be running the ball. I think he's a Ram. He's a Ram. He's going to be running the ball because Matt Stafford, once a Lion, always a Lion. Cam Akers, they're going to have to do something. They're not going to be able to do it by the air. Cam Akers, anytime touchdown score, minus 110. This is the lock of the century. They get down to the end zone. They can't throw the ball in Matt Stafford. Cam Akers, touchdown, minus 110. And there you have it. I know what you're asking. Rick, these are the hottest fucking picks I've ever heard. How much is it if I parlay all of these? I'm sorry, DraftKings. Unfortunately, your picks cannot be parlayed. I don't understand why that is, but that is what I'm seeing right now. So thank you, DraftKings. I'm going to bring my money elsewhere. Oh, there you have it. Three hot picks. You want? FanDuel plus 918. That's three of the hottest picks. That's very high, but I very much like that. All right, there we had it. I want to thank you all for listening to season 3 of Zero Doink, specifically the Hams and Spreads segment. I earned approximately $0 from the time and commitment that I've spent into this. But with that, I'm going to send it back to the boys. And as always, have a good one at the windows.
And this has been the world's greatest and first segment within a segment, Hams and Spreads with Rick Fieldsman.
Rick Fieldsman is the smartest person in the whole wide world. Rick Fieldsman can make you a lot of money.
Huh. I don't know about those picks, Dan. How about you?
I didn't hate the picks. Does Rick have a Joe Burrow foot fetish? There was a lot of Joe Burrow feet talk.
There, you know what? You're right.
Is he the Quentin Tarantino of this podcast?
He might be a little, the most uncomfortable part for me, honestly, was when Rick took his cock out halfway through pick number two and kind of waved it around the crowd. And
nobody seemed receptive.
Well, there's so much space in here. I don't, and that thing was not as big as I was expecting. So maybe just nobody noticed. But I'm with you. It was awkward.
It was
awkward. We shouldn't have him back for another live show.
No, I think he started screaming like after the recording. He started screaming like, "I'm going to ink your octopus." I think is what he was saying. I don't know if the audio caught it.
Why would you ink an octopus? Aren't they the ones throwing out ink? It doesn't make any sense.
That's my biggest problem with it. That's your biggest problem with all of it? Yeah. I had a big problem with it. I think he'll be here for season four, though.
I doubt it. I don't know if he'll make it past this. I don't know if he'll make it to the Super Bowl, to be honest.
It's hard to say.
Terrible.
All I know is that one of the five of us just ordered breakfast here at Bellagos, and I'm not going to name names. Dan, do you have any hot picks of your own here going into Super Bowl Sunday 2 weeks from now?
Nope. I actually do like the Bengals. I don't know how you don't bet on the Bengals just for fun. Fuck Matt Stafford.
Yeah. Once a Lion, always a Lion. Somebody once told me. Yeah, absolutely.
Are people on board for Matt Stafford now? Like, I've always kind of hated him just by default. Are you guys rooting for him?
I want him to win just to show the Lions, like, you're a shit organization for so long.
All right. That was the first year
wins this goddamn Super Bowl. All
right. Let's do a little Toffee's Corner with a little bit of Newcastle Corner in the middle of that. Here we go.
For the first time in podcast history, we welcome you to a segment within a segment within a segment. This is Toffee's Corner, exclusively on Zero Doinks.
Everton fan for my whole life.
It's Toffee's Corner.
Football.
It's soccer time.
And it, you know, your history. It's enough to make your heart go. Oh, we don't care what the red side say. What the heck do we care? 'Cause we only know that there's gonna be a show when the Everton boys are there.
Toffee's Corner. Exclusively on Zero Doinks.
Castle's trash.
Okay, we are back. Dan is urinating, and we are at Ballydoyle's. I'm going to kick it off to Rick Bielsman first because he's been a Newcastle fan for all of his life. There has been a changing of the guard, I believe, and I definitely will. What do you think about Rafa Benitez being canned? Is that his name?
Yeah. Are we talking about Newcastle though?
Are we starting? Did I say Newcastle fan? I always fuck that up. You've been a Newcastle fan. Fucked it up again. You've been an Everton fan of your life.
Yes.
And Rafa Benitez has been canned.
Yeah.
What was your immediate thought? And then what was your secondary thought?
Yes. Okay. So the first thought I had is I went back to a time where I was talking to somebody who likes EPL, and they told me that this Rafa guy used to coach Liverpool. Is that correct? That is correct. So I was talking to somebody and I said, that's strange because they're enemies. And once you play for one team, you don't play for the other team. Much like once a Lion, always a Lion. And I was surprised to hear that this gentleman came back and was coaching Everton. I didn't like it then. I don't like it now. I'm happy he's gone. The new guy, can't recall his name, but I'm 100% on board with him. 100%. Go ahead. Frank Lampard. Frank Lampard, he knows soccer. He's grown up with soccer. He watches soccer. He might have played soccer, but maybe not, but he's coached soccer. That's what we even know. World player, but he knows soccer. He knows how to control that locker room, and that's all we care about at this point. So, yes, I'm on board with it.
Okay, well, that's fantastic news, Dan Doinks. We were just going over that moment that Everton made their change, not Newcastle, not to be confused with Newcastle.
Your breakfast is here, Bill.
Oh, excellent. Oh, thank you. Oh, that looks good. That looks good.
Real breakfast.
Flexible. Yeah, I've got three flapjacks right in front of me, as well as at least two pieces of bacon, maybe two and a half, two sausages, and some scrambled eggs. I'm in. What do you guys think?
What do you start with?
I, No, you end with the sausage, Brother Dave. You end with that. That is, yeah. I'm a big jump into the eggs first guy. That's how I am. That's why I have two children. Dan, Rafa Benitez, what do you think?
Trash.
Okay. New coach.
Glad he's gone.
What's his name?
Frank Lampard. Lampard.
All right.
Great. Love him. On board. Love him. Lick him. Stick him. Flick him. Go Toffees. Yeah. Why not? Who cares?
It's fun.
It can't get any worse.
Could
just a little bit worse, but
can always be worse. Just jump into these eggs here before I ask you my next question.
Are you go syrup all over that, or are you gonna?
I've yet to pour the syrup.
But will you?
I will not go all over. No, not when the eggs are on the table. You got to keep the eggs clean. You gotta get to that ovum without any distractions. That's what I've learned in biology, Brother Guy, at Wenet Macademy. Brother Dave, you are a big EPL guy.
That's true.
You have fish and chips in front of you right now, and both the fish and the chips look delectable here at Belly Duos in Aurora. Yeah. Thank you. Compliments to the chef. Brother Dave, when you saw that Rafa was sacked and Johnny Lamppost was hired, what were your first, second, and third thoughts?
First thoughts, Rafa, that was a – he had no he didn't have a chance at Everton. The fans never – didn't want him. He had no business going there, although he loves the area. He loves football. Okay. It was never going to work, though.
That was a heavy pour, Bill.
I just poured some syrup on my flapjacks. A bit congealed, if you ask me.
But they cut ties at the appropriate time.
Who's the Newcastle Eddie coach Howe. These days?
Eddie
Howe.
I like him.
Do we like him?
Why wouldn't you?
Why?
He's very.
Steve, is he brothers with Steve Howe? Rest in peace. Because of a fishing accident, I believe he had. Cleveland Indians.
Matt Nagy?
Yeah.
Matt Nagy?
Charles in charge?
Let's cut to
Newcastle Corner. Here we go.
Sing the song, Dave.
Sing it.
Newcastle, we have weird looking uniforms that look like referees. We have soccer cleats and we wear them on our feet.
That's the song.
Very Newcastle.
Good. How are they doing?
We're up to 18.
Is that good?
Not great.
Is that good?
Oh, yeah.
When is the relegation point?
18th and below.
I'm cutting into my sausage bottom, right now. I'm just going to
18th, 19th,
update 20, the crowd on my breakfast.
So, yeah, but we've got five new signings come in during the window. The window just closed today.
Which one's your least favorite signer?
Probably Chris Wood.
When you became a Newcastle fan, were you blind and deaf, or like when did this happen? Just why, I think, is the question. Why Newcastle? Why now and then?
Why now, I guess, is because of then. And why then is because of beer, I guess.
When did you become so loyal to a magpie? I'm going to take a bite of flapjack while you answer that question.
I want to say it's the early 2000s, perhaps. So we're going on about 20 years of Newcastle fandom.
What do you, what specifically about their murdering of journalists do you appreciate?
I think it's mostly the money that they're willing to pump into the club.
Do you like terrorism, or do you love terrorism as a fan of?
Is this on the Grossman scale again?
Yes.
Okay. This has been multiple segments within a segment. Here on Zero Doink. See you next segment, which I believe has to do with 35 and over intramural basketball on the greatest Bears podcast ever, Zero Doinks.
This concludes Hams and Bread, America's
favorite sports wagering segment, which includes the segment within a segment, Hams and Spreads, and the segment within a segment within a segment, Doffy's Corner. Thank you for listening exclusively on Zero Doinks.
Would love the Toffees forever.
Ooh, love your kit, Dan. Corner kicks. Our boys in blue.
Top of the table. Toffee, Toffee, Toffee.
Weirdest Big Ten minute, and I love it so much.
Big Ten minute.
A bunch of fat, pale Midwesterners just roaming around Pasadena.
You love the Illini, and I have a life.
I bleed orange and blue.
Gophers, -3 is my pick. I respect your love for the Illini.
Shove it, shove it, shove it. Row, 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 shove, shove, shove. I'm, like, pretty much the only Gopher fan that people know.
Northwestern couldn't score. You need to do that to win.
Oh my goodness, things are hot and heavy in the Big Ten right now. We are a month away from Dave Madness, probably a month and a half, not a big calendar.
42 gap. Days, I believe.
So much. Does
that sound right?
That does sound right. Oh, sorry. Apologies for the burp. Just enjoying a breakfast here at Ballydoyle's in Aurora at 7:39 p.m. on a Monday. Dan, let's start with you. I want to know all.
Thanks so much for asking. I have some burger in my mouth. I had a burger because I'm an actual adult. I had a burger and fries for dinner, not a fucking breakfast from an Irish pub in Aurora.
Dan, I was Gopher's basketball going, buddy.
I think they're bad. I'm not really sure. They lost to Wisconsin yesterday. They're probably leveling out a bit from where people expected them at the beginning of the year. I want to say they're 11-7. They're not great. They're not great, though. They don't embarrass themselves, but they're not too good. They're not making the tournament. So who cares? Who cares? So what?
Okay. That's fair. Just give me a minute as I bite into this piece of bacon that's been there since in the freezer since the Flying Illini of 89. Mmm. Delectable. Unlike the Gophers, the Illini are flying high right now, Dan. They're up to number 18 in the polls, which I believe puts them behind the Marquette Golden Warriors / Golden Eagles, Golden Showers. We'll get to them in a minute. They are not. Great point, Brother Dave. Yeah, no, Brother Marquette has not been absorbed by the Big Ten yet because they do not have a football team, unlike Hofstra, who also just eliminated their football team. Rest in peace, New York Jets. All right. Dan, what are the odds of the Gophers making the NCAA tournament?
Zero. Zero.
I don't think it's zero.
I think they're at 11 wins right now.
What?
It's almost February. I feel like that's too much ground to make up.
I don't know. What's your coach's name? Do you remember?
Johnson.
Pardon me.
Johnson?
Yeah, I think it is Johnson. I think that's his first name.
No. Big Johnson. Did you ever win? He died. New Mexico. Same thing.
Mm-hmm.
Do you guys ever Big Johnson t-shirts? Do you guys remember those?
I never wore one. You?
No.
Too inappropriate.
I had one.
You had one?
Oh, yeah. Don't remember. Something about volleyball?
Volleyball?
Yeah.
Why volleyball?
That's what Spencer's was selling that week.
Oh, Spencer. Yeah. Sorry. I had a pancake in my larynx. I apologize.
No apologies needed.
So who do the Illini have next?
So they play Wisconsin on Wednesday during the Gray Balls game that we'll get to in the next segment where we are going to pummel Coach Cuse with all sorts of hard-hitting questions. Badgers are ranked 11th in the country, I believe. They're unbelievably white again this year.
Oh, big that's surprise. Surprising.
Big
wow.
surprise. Hey, how was your sandwich?
Want to try a French fry?
Yeah, I would absolutely love all to. Right. Let me. I'm going to grade this 1 to 10.
Rex Grossman or?
Oh, no. Justin Fields 10. Delicious. Delectable.
Thank you so much.
I got 9.2.
Okay. What would have risen at another 0.8?
Fuddruckers fries. Throw some Fuddruckers fries over here. Yeah.
Are those still open?
Don't know. I'm going to say yes.
They could not have survived the pandemic.
I'm going to say yes.
I think that should be a soft yes. A very soft yes.
I come here for commitment, and I'm saying yes.
Okay. used to have one not too far from here at Billy Doyle's.
Correct. Aurora. Closed down.
Yeah, it changed to, I believe, an Indian food restaurant, if I'm not mistaken. Do you enjoy Indian food,
nope.
Rick?
Nope.
Why not?
Don't like it.
Hey, guys, I just have a quick Fuddruckers note here.
Sure. Go ahead.
This is on their Wikipedia page. Under In Popular Culture, Fuddruckers became notable for the chain's inclusion in the 2006 American science fiction comedy film directed by Mike Judge, Idiocracy. The movie shows the slow devolution, did I say that right, of society and of the chain's name from family-friendly Fuddruckers to adult-oriented buttfuckers. This is on Fuddruckers Wikipedia page.
Wow.
Buttfuckers.
I've never seen Idiocracy.
I haven't either, but now I'm interested.
Okay. Maybe we can walk through that like we did Monk.
There's also a reference to it in King of the Hill, which is also a Mike Judge show. And they refer... The name of the restaurant in that show is Goober Smooches. Mike Judge's beef with Fuddruckers.
Apparently. Wonder what happened there. I don't recall ever being in a Fuddruckers. Yeah.
They have this cheese. Like, you order your food, you get your burger, you put on whatever you want. Okay. And they have this cheese that you can just take as much cheese as you want.
What would you put the cheese on, though?
Fries, burger, more fries. Just keep the cheese flowing. And it's got, like, a pump system. So it's not like you just pump however much.
How many pumps for you, Rick? So just to bring it back home, what Big Ten campus is your favorite? Has your favorite Fuddruckers?
I've only been to one. No, I've been to two Big Ten campusi. I was at.
That's definitely how you
I've
say
been
it.
To three.
Maybe four. I know this is Big Ten Minute, and we hit on it while you were playing with your trouser snake in the bathroom, Rick, but you are a proud Marquette undergrad.
Oh, love Marquette.
Gentlemen. What is your prediction for how far they get in March Madness this year?
Ranked 22. Okay. They just lost to Providence, so they might get knocked out. They are going to be a 6 seed. They're going to make it to the Sweet 16.
Okay.
And they're going to lose by 40.
To who?
The Minnesota Golden Gophers.
The upstart Gophers. Do you prefer Shaka Smart with a full head of hair or very shaved?
Shaved. Give me VCU Shaka. Give me give me that thing as bald as could be.
Not surprising to hear from you.
I hear that's how you like your lasagna as well.
Mm-hmm. Yep.
Mrs. Beckman.
Coach Cuse, you are a proud graduate of Miami of Ohio. That's where you learned how to play the banjo. Are the Red Hawks going to make the tournament this year? You're also a Syracuse fan. Obviously, we call you Coach Cuse. You were not born and raised, but you were definitely raised and reborn in New York, Upper New York specifically.
Was he bred in Syracuse?
Great question. I no answer.
I'm going to guess Boca Raton.
If Syracuse and Miami of Ohio do not make the tournament, who is going to be your horse that you're going to put your legs around?
Good question. I think there's probably zero chance Syracuse will be making it. So I'm Illinois.
I'm all ears.
I'll be following that, but pretty sure there'll be no Cuse or Miami this year.
Brother Dave, you are a graduate of Lipscomb, who might be in the tournament this year. I don't know.
Likely not.
Okay. you are also a fan of the Illini. You and I suffered a very difficult defeat in 2003 when they lost Notre Dame during the tournament, and I threw a bowl of cheese across our shared apartment for NFL Europe, and I do not regret that move. I was so fucking pissed, and I
Was it slightly like?
No, it was. It was. We're back to Rick's liquid cheese,
Butterworker's cheese, nacho cheese. So you flung this?
I did.
Oh yeah,
out of dismay.
Not as a joke.
No,
anger.
This was in a hotel.
It's hot cheese. What would you call that? Thank you. That's it.
Corporate house.
Dave worked for the Scottish Claymores. I worked for the Rhine Fire. We both had our own bathrooms. Thank God.
A lot of 2x10s in that bathroom, dude.
So who are you going to back in the NCAA tournament, Dave?
Oh, Illini all the way.
Anybody hear the PJ Fleck interview on 670 The Score this afternoon?
God, no.
Okay. So Danny Parkin said, "Hey, how you doing, PJ Fleck?" to start the conversation. PJ Fleck said, "I am doing elite."
Oh, no.
That's what he said. He said, "I'm doing
not surprising."
Is that not the weirdest
that's
thing?
Very cringy. I don't. Yeah. I'm a PJ guy. I don't like that.
This has been the Big Ten Minute. Thank you, everybody. Coming up next, Gray Balls. Coach Cuse is on the hot seat. It's gonna be red hot.
Illini put up points.
It's like an extended stay hotel. Yeah. Corporate housing.
47-14. Oh, I'll remember everything. What have the Cats become? Worst team in the West. Every year I get hope goes away. In the end, Bill, you can have this win. Enjoy it while it lasts. Illini will let you down. Illini will make you hurt.
Grill Balls.
Gray balls.
Fast break, dribble. Big and burly in the middle. Led by two athletic brothers. Opponents breathless as defense smothers. Rick Fieldsman humped the over. The Fieldsman shake makes women smolder. Mike P making the latest tingle. Stat sheet filling with a triple single. Bill and Dan Doigs are as smooth as yams. Did you see them pregame slinging the hams? Call your kids and wake a friend's wife. Great balls all winning it all tonight. Great balls. The final world champ of all the world. Great balls. World champs of the world.
Great ball.
Great balls. Final world champs of the world.
Great balls. Run nuts.
The fuel's been shit. I'm glad you brought it up. Step number one, acquire the ball.
Oh, this is Gray Balls. I'm a practice team player, so I don't know what the fuck's going on. I haven't been there since 2019, it feels like, at this point. Who wants to start? I feel like, Bill, what's been happening with the Gray Balls?
Well, I'm going to kick it to a special guest that we don't have every opportunity to be with. Oh, boy, these motor lights are slapping right now. Coach Cuse, you are not only the head coach, not only a shooting guard that has gout, but you are also the general manager that put this squad together. And I want you to update our audience. It's been a few weeks. Where's Gray Balls at? When do the playoffs start? What are the odds of us retaining our self-made trophy?
Okay, so just pulled up the standings right now. So we're 5-3. We've got, and we're third place out of six in the division. The problem is we've got a team in first place. They're called Morning Ballers, and they are 9-0. And we had a recent tough game against them. So
did we literally lose by 70? I think we might have.
I remember
70.
So the final score was, let's see here. I remember a first half score of 44-4 at one point. And the final here, let me look it up. 106-35.
So Dan Doinks, I know you've only made a couple games, but I think you're on your way to make the last two games mm-hmm. and playoffs, mm-hmm. if I'm not mistaken,
yep.
right?
Yep.
You're limber. You've been doing.
I'm fresh, fresh legs.
You've been pulling yourself on a rope, mm-hmm. from what I understand. That's right. You've been pushing tires,
mm-hmm.
been doing burpees in the corner, mm-hmm. hoping that nobody would see you.
A lot of farts.
A
lot of farts.
And Rick Filsman also has been doing all these same things, not in the same room. When we meet Morning Ballers in the title game, are you willing to murder somebody on their team? Or at least maim? You willing to maim?
I feel I'm willing to take a lot of charges. So murder through charges, yes.
Could we give a quick shout out to Rick Fieldsman here, who led us to a win in our last game? Yeah.
How many pregame beers for
him? I had two pregame beers. I went one for four from the field, 3 points. So I got fouled going up for a shot. I unfortunately came down on somebody's foot, tweaked my ankle, still hurts 5 days later. It should be noted, too, the severe loss to the Morning Ballers I was not present for. And I feel like I could have slowed that ball down significantly. And not giving them the ball that much. But you know what it's about? It's about camaraderie. It's about team. It's about winning. And we've done two of the three of those things so far. And we just need to really press it here. I mean, this is what we need. We need an OBJ. Who are we signing? That's what I want to know. Let's get to the details here.
Let's kick it back to the GM, the Coach Cuse.
Well, we have a – we have a slight problem because the max roster size, I think, is 14, and we're currently at 16, 17. So it's going to be tough to squeeze another body in there at this point. Do we discuss the banner that was just raised at?
No, I'd love you to tell the audience about what's going on at Walnuts.
So we have our championship banner raised, and the concern was that they just put it in there Wednesday nights when we show up and then take it back down. But we took a trip there Saturday night, and they currently have it mounted permanently on the wall, which I was very surprised.
Yeah, it's a beautiful artist rendition of the trophy presentation that we gave ourselves after winning the consolation version of 35 and over intramurals men's basketball in the western suburbs of Chicago. And that trophy exists right now. I'm not sure on whose mantle. This whole episode is building up to this moment. Let me just put that out there right now. You know Rick Fieldsman. He's a guy that you've fought for to be on the roster both seasons. What Rick Fieldsman has is heart. You can't measure heart. You can measure rebounds, points, assists, all that stuff.
Turnovers.
Rick doesn't give you much of that, okay? Turnovers, yeah. And injuries. Rick gives you a lot of injuries. But Rick, I think you're here tonight to give a bit of a reveal.
Yeah, exactly right. This is exactly right. Coach Cuse, I cannot thank you enough for this team you've assembled. The time and commitment into organizing this wonderful team. You've recently been trying to secure the Gray Balls website. You've been trying You've been trying to secure the Gray Balls website. You've been trying to secure the Gray Balls Instagram. You've been trying to secure the Gray Balls Twitter. These have all failed miserably, but I know that you have passed forward to try to acquire them. I am here to bring you none of those. However, you've been thinking so much about the team that you haven't been thinking about yourself. So if you would, and if everybody at home wants to play along, if you could please pick up your phone and go to Instagram. And once you're at Instagram, please type in Coach Cuse, all one word.
C-U-S-E.
Find the Coach Cuse. It's, and you will find an Instagram account that I have secured. I have secured a local artist to Indonesia to draft a picture that's not you, but somewhat the likeness of you. You will also find a Twitter account with the at Coach Cuse. You also have a CoachCuse@gmail.com account. This is my present to you as a thank you.
Wow. This is unbelievable.
I asked the artist to make you look older so you would not have to update it as you go on in your coaching career, and you will slowly grow into this person.
Oh my God. This is amazing. This is amazing.
This is circa April 2020 when we were doing the, you take a picture and see what they look like when they're 80 years old. Oh, and I took that picture and I sent it to the artist.
This is unbelievable.
Please follow at Coach Cuse, C-U-S-E, on Instagram and Twitter. Slip into his DMs because he is so wet and wild. He wants to talk to everybody. It's fantastic. Any thoughts?
It's so beautiful. What a gift from you, Rick. I know you don't have much. So this is such an effort for you to go to the local East Gary Library to set all this up. What an absolute gift. It's a beautiful
$7.25. Are you going to eat a pancake, by the way?
Let's meet in the middle. This has been Gray Balls. 35 and over, intramural basketball, trying to get the 3 seeds, so we've got a little bit of a first round bye without having the actual bye. Thank you, Coach Cuse. Thank you, Rick Fieldsman. Thank you, Brother Dave, our biggest fan. Thank you, Dan Doings. Looking forward to having you.
I'm also a fan.
Yeah. Looking forward to having you back, buddy. See ya in the last segment, Zero Doings. Zero Doings. This has been a season finale to remember, filled with red hot guests. Are these the best guests we could ever find, Dan?
Yes. I think so. Yes. Yes.
Definitely think so. This has been great. This has been wonderful. We want to thank all of our loyal listeners, as Rick would say, for listening to this ridiculous show. Any closing thoughts for this season, Dan, as we head into Super Bowl week next week?
We haven't properly shit on the Packers. I know Rick did a little bit.
Good point.
Do you want to start or you
no,
want
to go for it? Go for it. Yeah.
That was fucking beautiful. Packers fans got themselves worked up. They were very chirpy the last 4 to 5 weeks, I'd say. They were up their own asses about how they were going to the Super Bowl. I was convinced it was happening as well. And then they absolutely shit their pants again at home. It was earlier than expected. Usually that's the NFC Championship game. I was a little surprised to see Packers fans completely blame it on their special teams. Maybe if you have an MVP quarterback, he should have more than 0 touchdowns in a playoff game. That's just an opinion of mine. And at some point, as a Packers fan, you got to start blaming the one person who's been there for all of the playoff fuck-ups throughout the years. There's been coaching changes, there's been player changes, offensive line changes. There's one person that's been there the whole time, and it's Aaron Rodgers. And he does not get shit on as much as he deserves. And then Packers fans did the full circle thing of being sad about losing and then trying to, like, attack Bears fans for pissing all over their graves. Shut the fuck up, Packers fans. Shut your mouth. You deserve every fucking word of it. And I've said it all season. You can't hurt us. We're dead inside. That was the greatest game of the entire season, in my opinion. I'm just stunned that it still feels like they're letting Aaron Rodgers off the hook after he shit on them all last summer, teasing them, and then Rodgers be like, "Oh, people didn't want me to win because I'm not vaccinated." Maybe you're just an asshole. You fucking lied about being vaccinated. Fuck you, dude. That was a great pour, by the way.
Thank you so much.
Holy shit.
I still have a little bit more here that I needed to
Only a man who had for. Breakfast for dinner at an Irish pub could do a perfect pour like that.
It's true. It's true.
I know you can't see that, but that couldn't be replicated if you tried. Bottom line, fuck Aaron Rodgers. Fuck the Packers. Fuck you, Packer fans, for getting high off your own ass. Aaron Rodgers fooled you. I don't feel bad for you. Eat my ass.
Eat Dan's ass in Wisconsin. At the Cheese Castle, the Mars Cheese Castle.
Specifically there.
Like between 5 and 9 p.m. on a Saturday, Dan is available.
Yeah. My butt cheeks will be open wide.
Yeah, I agree. I think Packers fans are letting Rodgers off the hook. I assume because they want him back and they don't want to shit on him too hard while he's still a Packer. And then they'll completely flip on him once he's a Bronco. That's my assumption. Am I right or am I wrong? Yes, I think he's gone.
I think he's coming back. I think he's going to do this for a while. This is going to be a thing. I don't know that. I think if he's gone, it's because the Packers want him gone.
Rick Wilson.
Yes.
You're a guy
who
has internet connection.
Yep, I do.
You said that you cried when Robbie Gould. Are you being serious?
I
when Robbie connected on that field goal.
Like Dan Doink said, it was the best football game of the year. There's no doubt about that. It was the only true thing I was rooting for in my life over the past 12 months. And when that happened, I sobbed like a baby. Like a baby. I did. I was recording it. I screamed. I think I sent that video out. I immediately turned it off and started crying. It was beautiful. The snow was falling. It was hitting Roger's shitty face as he cried. And Robbie Gould was just jumping around, and Garoppolo was – it was beautiful. It was a great thing. It was absolutely – I wish nothing but horrible things for Packers fans. I'm just going to put that out on the line. Horrible things, and this topped the list. It was awesome.
Was Ice Cream watching the game with you or no?
Fortnite, and I told him to come in and watch this last kick, and he did not. And then I told him the Packers lost, and then he came in cheering for about 8 seconds and then went back to Fortnite.
Brother Dave, I want to flip a question to you real quick. Out of the four cats that you have, how many are Packers fans and how many just watch gymnastics with Nadia Comaneci?
I think three of them are mainly gymnastics fans. One refuses to answer. We can't get no replies from her. And I don't like to pry.
You don't want to pry. What's that one cat's name, if you don't mind sharing?
That's Jade.
Jane?
Jade. Maybe a stripper.
I got a question. How do you know a male cat versus a female cat?
It's a good question.
I just go with what they tell me when we pick them up. Again, I don't ask.
Where questions. Do you pick them up from?
It varies.
Is there a difference between how you play with a male cat versus a female cat?
No. All the play is equal for everyone.
It's a great answer.
If you could snap your finger and all four of those cats disappear from your life and you feel nothing inside, no regrets or anything, would you do that right now?
Have you been looking at their litter box?
I feel
like you have.
I've not. I've not. As a lack of a cat person, I would just snap that finger so fast.
This has been season 3 of Zero Doinks. Anybody else have any contributions for the good of our loyal listening audience? I'm seeing a lot of blank stares.
Thanks for listening. If you're still listening, I don't know how you did it. I'm sorry. Really sorry. You're welcome. And thank you. I love everyone.
Thank you so much, Zerodog. See you in March for season 4 once we have some fresh tunes courtesy of Coach Q's. See you then, Zerodog.
You sound amazing, Darren.
Well, I'm fucking half cut, so it's a good Friday to be.
I also have a trout pond still going in my pants, apparently. Yeah.
Thanks, Matt Nagy.
I'm a just island boy. I'm a just island boy. Ooh. I'm a get key white wine. Ooh. You're gonna keep that gun.
He dressed up like a clown for them, with his face paint white and red.
Everybody's tuning in to get those hot, hot picks. Rick Fieldsman is giving you the sauce. This is Arbitrage City. Rick Fieldsman's the mayor. You are the peasants. I don't mind if you sprinkle a little bit on the money line. Rick Fieldsman's not going to yell at you. I'm nice and lubed up tonight. I had a few too many IPAs tonight. Oh, back in the high life again, Steve Winwood. I am retired from gambling. Cole Kmet is the chosen one. They are going to be dropping trowel, and UCLA is going to be slapping cheeks. The Bears are favorites. You damn right they're favorites. Let's lick it and stick it. Bears with me. Anyways, goal, LeBron, who cares? Oh, do I love a good pickup? I am the biggest Everton fan. The corners are gonna be popping.
No more.
blue coast for Chicago. No Nagy no more. I went to an airhouse I used to frequent. I told the bartender my patience was spent. I asked about Nagy, and she answered nay. She tells me he's canned, and we both shout hooray. No nay Nagy, no nay Nagy no more. Will you coach for Chicago? No Nagy no more. I brought from my pocket $10 bills bright, and the bartender's eyes opened wide with delight. She said, I have whiskeys and wines of the best, and firing Nagy makes you look less stressed. And it's no nay Nagy, no nay Nagy no more. Will you coach for Chicago? No Nagy no more. I'll go home to my family, tell them what I've heard, and I'll tell them to hustle and spread the great word. And when they say, Nagy, is he out the door? Yes, he'll never coach for Chicago no more. And it's no nay Nagy, no nay Nagy no more. Will you coach for Chicago? No Nagy no more. One more time. It's no nay Nagy, no nay Nagy no more. Will you coach for Chicago? No Nagy no more. Oh Jesus, thank Christ that prick is gone.